You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo maintains he never acted inappropriately in response to the state attorney general's report accusing him of sexual harassment. Cuomo releasing a video today that directed folks to his website where a detailed response to the allegations has been posted. That all being said, Senate Majority Leader from New York Chuck Schumer still believes Cuomo should resign.
We continue to believe that the governor should resign.
There are still no plans for the federal government to establish vaccine passports. So says White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
What we see as our objective is to continue to make the vaccine as accessible and available.
Psaki noting that private companies and state governments could take such steps if they choose to do so. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
After backlash from both sides of the political aisle, the Biden administration is keeping a policy in place on the U.S.-Mexico border.
The Biden administration will keep a policy in place to turn away illegal migrants at the border due to the COVID pandemic. The extension of the Trump-era policy, known as Title 42, was announced by the Centers for Disease Control Monday, saying in a statement that the introduction of non-citizens, regardless of their country of origin, migrating through Canada and Mexico into the U.S. creates a serious danger of the introduction of COVID-19 into the United States. The Biden administration had previously indicated that they would end the policy over the summer. The American Civil Liberties Union also announced Monday that they would be filing a lawsuit in an attempt to force the administration to lift the policy. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Voters in the 11th and 15th District in Ohio are heading to the polls today for a special election primary to be held. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The election audit is continuing in Arizona with subpoenas being issued.
Election officials in Maricopa County, Arizona, issued a response to election audit subpoenas by the state Senate. In a letter on Monday, Maricopa Board Chairman Jack Sellers claimed the 2020 election was over. Sellers also threatened legal action in case the audit revealed any fraud or wrongdoing by Maricopa officials. Arizona GOP Chair Dr. Kelly Ward.
These new subpoenas require that the routers or the information from them, including the Splunk logs, the ballot envelopes themselves, or at least the images of them, and all passwords, access keys, and tokens required to examine the tabulating machines be turned over to the Arizona State Senate by August 2nd. Maricopa County said they don't have access to those tokens and they don't have those passwords. Only their election vendor does. That's why the state Senate, wisely, in my view, has subpoenaed Dominion, the voting machine vendor.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Sarah Palin says she may launch a campaign for the United States Senate. Palin, former Alaska governor and vice presidential candidate, indicated she may run against Republican Lisa Murkowski in 2022. Palin telling CNN, "If God wants me to do it, I will." Palin was on the Republican ticket with nominee John McCain in the 2008 presidential campaign that eventually sent Barack Obama to the White House. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, "Well, I'd like her room to be gray." And the little girl said, "Mom, gray is the color of depression."
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located at the historic Large House, 119 Main Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programs.
Hi.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Right. Well, you know that theme song, and even though we need to get a new theme song, one that is royalty-free.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah. It means it's time for Random Walk.
Yes, welcome back to Random Walk. I think this is episode 18.
Something like that. You're the one who's keeping track.
Yeah, vaguely, yeah.
Yeah, I think I lost track after the third one or something like that.
I think it's the 18th one.
Well, it is the August 3rd edition of Random Walk. That much I am certain of. So, I'm your host, Victoria Ann Davis, and my co-host...
Roz Davis. Hey, did you turn down that non-royalty-free theme music?
Oh, totally. Okay. I just do it. I do it as I'm opening the mic, because otherwise I don't want to get muted myself.
Well, the Facebook machine will cut that whole part out.
It most certainly shall.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, I'm Roz Davis.
I'm Victoria Davis.
And welcome to Random Walk.
Welcome once again. I was away for a week, and now I'm confused.
Yes, that'll happen when you take a week off. But today on the show, we may or may not have a guest. We'll see. And if not, we're just going to talk to you for as long as we can talk to you, because I don't think we have a full hour worth of material here.
We do not.
But welcome, yeah. Random Walk, a show about randomly walking through Hunterdon County and all the events and things you can find in Hunterdon and sometimes Bucks County.
Occasionally.
Because
the river's right there.
And yeah, I mean, if you're an author, if you are a owner of a store, if you are the owner of a restaurant, and you run a farmer's market, we would like to hear from you. You can reach out to us at
randomwalkhunterdon@gmail.com.
That's right. So, with that, I guess maybe we should get started.
It looks like we've got a space case, and we've got a mocktail, and we've got our calendar section. We've got lots of stuff going on in the...
Tons of stuff.
Tons of stuff.
Tons of stuff.
It's going to be super exciting. So shall we take a brief break?
I think we will.
Okay.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-7-